additive manufacturing can come in handy during a crisis. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aaron Nelson, assistant professor of art at SUNY New Paltz, details how 3D printing can help quickly during COVID-19.
When the outbreak of COVID-19 hit New York State, personal protective equipment for medical staff and first responders was in short supply. I worked with my colleagues, Dan Friedman and Kat Wilson, in the Hudson Valley Additive Manufacturing Center at SUNY New Paltz to create a simple face shield, which is highly functional and fast to manufacture. With 3D printers in our lab, we created 100 copies of the initial design that went directly to workers in the field for feedback and improvement. When the design was finalized, we collaborated with local manufacturers, IBM and Yusheko, to create plastic injection parts to ramp production to speeds beyond what is possible with additive manufacturing, over 30,000 to date. The ability to make changes to the design on the fly while continuing production is an example of the flexibility and speed in development that additive manufacturing can offer. Our rapid response to the COVID-19 outbreak highlights what is possible with a state-of-the-art 3D printing facility directly integrated with design expertise. The academic program we have developed, Digital Design and Fabrication, is at the forefront of a new model of design to manufacture and works to teach artists, designers, and engineers how to employ modern tools and software to both prototype and fabricate, driving the new wave of local design to product using 3D printing. This new model for manufacturing can respond very rapidly to changing needs. This ability to move quickly and decisively is a hallmark for the processes of designing for additive. Additive manufacturing, or 3D printing, can increase flexibility, cut development time and costs, eliminate tooling costs, and simplify production, giving us the tools to work instinctively and reactively when standard supply chains are disrupted, and time is of the essence to deliver equipment and tools to those who need them the most.
That was Aaron Nelson of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.